This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli military officials said warplanes bombed Hamas tunnels and underground bunkers in the northern Gaza Strip Saturday as part of an expanded ground and air assault to crush the enclave's ruling Hamas militants after its bloody incursion into southern Israel 3 weeks ago. Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, said fighters' jets struck dozens of underground targets and knocked out key communications infrastructure, causing a near blackout of information and severing Gaza's estimated 2.3 million residents from contact with the outside world. Rear Admiral Daniel Haggerty told an early Saturday news briefing that Israel's advancing in the stages of war. He said that late Friday, IDF forces entered the Gaza Strip and expanded ground activity. Discussing Hamas tactics, Haggerty also said the militants are operating under and inside hospitals.
Hamas terrorists operate inside and under Shifa Hospital and other hospitals in Gaza with network of terror tunnels. Hamas also has an entrance to those terror tunnels from inside the hospital wards, meaning from different places of the hospital, you can go into an underground tunnel.
The day after the UN General Assembly in a non-binding resolution voted overwhelmingly to call for a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas conflict, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly said in an interview Saturday he did not believe Hamas militants would observe a ceasefire.
Calls for a ceasefire in the abstract aren't going to help the situation. We have consistently sought to bring about pauses to facilitate the inward passage of the humanitarian aid that we are providing, and the release of hostages and the evacuation of British nationals in Gaza. So that has been our position from the start. But as yet, I have seen or heard nothing from Hamas that gives me any confidence that they either desire or would abide by calls for a ceasefire.
This is VOA News. The Army reservist who opened fire on a bowling alley and then a bar in the northeastern city of Lewiston, Maine, northeastern U.S. city of Lewiston, Maine, killing 18 people, was found dead Friday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound, ending an intensive two-day search that had the state on edge. 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor who grew up in the area, was found dead in a nearby Lisbon Falls. Governor Janet Mills said at a Friday news conference. Police found Card's body at a recycling facility where he recently worked. Reports indicate he died from that self-inflicted gunshot wound. At the news conference Friday, Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre said the community can now breathe a sigh of relief.
I was very elated tonight when I got the call from Commissioner Soshuk advising me of the revelation of what took place and that Mr. Card is deceased and no longer a threat to our community or any other community. I just don't want to forget the families that are grieving and will continue to grieve. I don't want to forget the law enforcement officials that have worked tirelessly throughout this whole event to come to a good conclusion.
Card had been sought since the Wednesday night shootings and murder warrants were issued against him. U.S. and China stopped just short of announcing a meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping in November in San Francisco. State Department Bureau Chief Nike Ching says the word came after Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held talks with U.S. officials in Washington Friday.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang said China is willing to cooperate with the United States to manage differences.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue, the dialogue should be in-depth and comprehensive.
Nike Ching, VOA News, Washington.
Hawaii's land board says it will hand over state land on Maui to be used for a wildfire memorial and fire debris disposal. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Members of the State Board of Land and Natural Resources urged Maui County to talk further with the community after some raised concerns about how the proposed landfill would affect nearby coral reefs and historic sites. County officials say the debris will be put into dumpsters lined with impermeable plastic, then wrapped up like a burrito and sealed with glue. Another layer of plastic would cover it. The landfill would be closed and covered with grass and look like a park. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find additional stories 24 hours a day on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.